Great Big, welcome back and good morning here at Rosie on the House. I'm going to bring Mike back into the conversation. Poor old Mike. A little rain on the horizon, a little cloud out there, seeing some rain come. Has a flagstone patio, big flagstone patio, 600 square foot, that unfortunately was installed in a way that allows the drainage to come up and sit up against his house. That's leaked in. And, of course, he doesn't have a tile floor. He has a wood floor. At this point, I would tell you, if we could fix the drainage problem, you're probably going to be able to save the floor if that's the limit of your damage. So there's the good news I've got for you today. Now, what I want you to do is take a look. Did y'all install the flagstone patio, or was it already there when you bought the house?
It was here when we bought in 2000. The house was built in 93.
And as best you can tell, when the house was built and you walked out the back patio, at one time you stepped down to a concrete patio. They brought in the flagstone, laid it up on top of that, and now the flagstone is very near the same level as your threshold. Am I guessing this to be the picture?
Yes.
Okay.
That's exactly right.
Okay, Mike, here's what I'm – is your heart just completely set on flagstone? You've been in the house for how long, 10 years?
Yeah, 13.
Okay.
I've been reading about the pros and cons, and it was on your website. My concern with a single slab is one crack will do you in. I like the look of the flag, but I also like the fact that I've got separate stones that you can replace one at a time as need be.
Yeah. I'll tell you, Mike, what I'm going to encourage you to do is click onto a website, Belgard.biz. I'm sorry, BelgardWest.com. That's going to direct you. That's going to take you to the Superlight website. Click on Belgard Pavers and take a look at the Mega Arbel, which is a flagstone-looking product. Arbel Stone is another one, and these come in a process. You may have to eliminate the concrete. There are other processes where they make overlay pavers that we could overlay the paver and bias, because flagstone installed correctly over concrete is about 3 inches thick. You've got about an inch, inch and a half of mud, and then about an inch, inch and a half of stone. If we would remove all the flagstone and go with an overlay paver, you're only going to be you're going to be much less than that, which is going to gain you some room. And it's also going to allow you the opportunity to do drainage. Then that would eliminate the need, I hope, for removing the concrete slab. The other condition, for those of you that are listening and don't want to get into this condition, they also make what's called a permeable paver. You cannot overlay that over concrete, but a permeable paver will actually take the rain that falls on it, the water that you're hosing it off, and actually allow the water to repenetrate through the joints. Not all pavers are like that. If you have a dry stack paver, those pavers generally resist about 70% of the surface water. But a permeable paver is actually separated by a sand grout joint, for the sake of using the just common language. And the water just seeps right through, goes back in the water table, doesn't run off. It is going to become the hard paving surface of the future, because it eliminates all this need for retention basin and eliminates the surface runoff down the streets and flooding of the storm drains. But, Mike, go take a look at BelgardWest.com. I really think the solution to your dilemma lives on that website.
We appreciate the call, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. On the topic of downsizing, Gail's joined us on the 1-888-767-4348. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning.
Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, hi. This is Gail, and I'm glad for the subject that you have today, and I love listening to your show, because I always learn new things that kind of help us with our house.
Great.
So we've been in the same location for about 16 years, and I think we didn't unpack boxes from the first 10 years we were married as well. So we have a lot of stuff accumulated. over 28 years of being married, and then my parents passed away a couple of years ago, and we were the lucky recipients of all the extra things that weren't taken from their place. So
okay.
They've kind of got put back in the storage shed.
Okay.
And so I am very busy. I own a business, and I am so busy. I work, 12 hours a day. So doing this by myself would take me probably until my retirement years in terms of downsizing and having the time to do that. A while ago, I contacted a company that I found through the internet and thought, well, maybe they could help me, and they could, once we kind of get started on things, they could help me know what to throw away, what to get rid of, what to do what with.
Hold your thought right there. We're going to need to take a bottom of the hour break here. When we get back, all you Arizona homeowners will be able to drop in and listen in on this conversation on how the team at Rosie on the House is going to help Gail downsize from the accumulation of 28 years of marriage when we get back.